So let's get started.
好，我们开始上课。
Today we're going to be continuing on looking at the five I wills of Lucifer.
好，我们今天要继续的讲路西佛呢，他的五个我要。
And we're going to look at how we can apply what happened with him to our lives as well in reference to God's plan.
那我们也要谈他呢。就是以他为应该说是参考在我们的身上在我们的生活中发生会发生些什么事情。
Now we've arrived at this point of our study because we were looking at the fact that Jesus Christ himself was claiming I am because that reference is tied into the name Jehovah who is the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
而在谈路西佛的我要呢刚好要有一个 很大的一个反差的一个对照呢就是耶和华他其实这个名字代表的是我是那个我是一个是我是一个是我要的这个差别。
So that's all fairly sort of tied in together. It's all related. There's sort of big gaps pulling them together, but it is all related.
好虽然你现在还不理解这个关联性是什么但是我们会慢慢的让圣灵带领让我们在我们的魂中可以清楚知道我是跟我要的非常大的差别。
Yeah, and the important thing is everything you learn from scripture needs to be looked at with an application in mind. You know, you need an end result from your studies, and that is application of what we're learning.
那我们不论学什么呢最重要的是我们要如何应用它在我们的生活中。
Often before you can get to an application point or, you know, like the, where the application becomes clear, you have to do a lot of background work first. So that's why maybe the last lesson and before that, there wasn't so much application, but today we can look more clearly at that.
而当我们要能够学到的东西可以应用在我们的生命里的时候呢你必须要先对这个学你所学的这一件事情的背景有很清楚的了解。因为有那个背景了你才能够真正理解后面要怎么样去应用。
Okay, but we'll start our class as we do every time by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，那我们现在还是开始向神认罪。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for the time that we have now to study your word.
感谢天父给我们现在的时间，让我们可以研读你的话语。
We give thanks also that the Holy Spirit will provide us the supernatural power that we require in order that we can put these things together.
我们也祈求呢，圣灵可以用超能力帮助我们把这些学习的东西整合在一起。
Because it's through His power that we can understand the deeper things in Scripture.
而经由圣灵的非常大能呢，可以让我们真正更深的了解圣经的里面的深意
and understand the applications that need to be made.
而且了解呢这样子的圣经的教义要如何的在我们的生活中运用出来。
So we give thanks for everything you've provided in order that we can achieve this task.
而且感谢所有你提供我们的资源让我们能够完成这样的使命。
We give thanks in Christ's name.
感谢应着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so let's just look at the statement here that we said that God is absolute and so is his plan.
荧幕上面写的就的那句话是神呢他是绝对的
this is,
而且他的计划也是绝对的。
And this is the outcome we found from the name Jehovah, because remember the name or the title,It's almost like an explanation. Jehovah, I am who I am, can also mean the absolute one or the existing one.
我们这句话呢它其实就是在表达的是我们的神耶和华就是他的真正的这个名字的意义是说我是那个我是。好他因为他是那个他是所以他就有他的绝对性跟唯一性。
The use of the tetragrammaton, remember that's the four letters that make up the name Jehovah, is really a declaration where God is saying, I am absolute, there is nothing higher than me, and everything comes from me.
所以这个耶和华其实是 J-H-W-H, 好这几个字母。好那 J-H-W-H 就是在它在希伯来文就是我是那个我是。 而这样子的一个名称呢，就让他有了那个绝对的一个地位，他是不可取代的唯一性的那个地位。所以这个我是就等于他就是绝对的，他就是那个唯一的，而且他的计划也是绝对的唯一的。
And remember also, God is the cause of all things. Nothing caused God because God has always existed.
而且呢，更重要的事情是神他是所有的起因，在他之外没有别的起因可以造成他，但他却是所有造成可以创造所有万物万事的那个起因。
When you look at everything in existence, everything around you and even the things that you can't see,the concrete nouns, we call them, you know, concrete nouns, and then you have the abstract nouns. Everything has a cause. Everything has a reason for its existence. Everything has a reason for being where it is.
就是任何的一个实体或者是、
or abstract nouns.
或者是一个虚拟。
It has a cause. There's a reason for its existence.
它都是有它的起源的。
Yeah, you look at the things around you, there's a computer on the desk and the desk itself and the floor on which the desk stands and the building we're in. Yeah, these have a cause. There's people behind these and people with intelligence creating these things and putting them in place.
在我们的世界里，其实我们所看的事情，比如说现在这个电脑放在桌子上，桌子放在地上，地是这栋楼，全部都是人把它建造出来的，所以或者制造出来的，所以所有的实体的物质或者是虚拟的，比如说像软体等等的，它也都是由人创造的，它那个创造就是它的一个起源，所有的事物人事物都有它的起源。
You look at the building that we're in at the moment, it's a 12 story building, we're on the 12th floor here, and it rests upon the ground. The ground is the earth, and so the earth has a reason for its existence as well.
而像我们现在所在的12层楼，我们在的第22层楼，它也是一样有一个地基是在建在地球上的，就是就即使是那个地基地球，它都是有它的起因。
And whether you believe in evolution and like the Big Bang theory, as atheists tend to do, or whether you believe in God as a creator, you know that the earth is here.Because there was a reason to put the earth into existence, regardless of what you think that reason was.
而在我们的整个所谓，也许你有学过进化论，但是你有想过在进化论的更前面，它也是一样，整个地球、整个宇宙，它都有一个起因。
But there was one thing that exists, which does not have a cause, it does not have a reason, and only one thing, and that is God.
在所有的人事物里面，你却可以看到唯有神，他是没有起因，也没有理由，他就已经存在了。
You can't ask yourself, what is the reason for God's existence? That question doesn't even make sense, really.
如果你问说神他存在的理由是什么，这根本不是一个问题，因为根本不存在这个问题。
Because nobody brought God into existence, and so it's not like there is a reason for God existing, He just exists. That's the only way we can put it.
因为神并不是因为有什么原因而被造的，所以在这种情况下，我们说实在是没有道理要去问神是为什么存在。
And God is the only thing that exists where we can say that yeah, He doesn't have a reason for existing.
所以对于所有的万事万物里，只有神，我们的神，他是你没有办法去问他你为什么存在，可是其他的都可以问得出来。
Okay, so, and this is all, again, this is wrapped up in the name Jehovah. That's why this name Jehovah is very sacred.
所以这个耶和华这个名字 J-H-W-H, 它其实是非常非常神圣的。
And so when God declared this name, He just said, I am the existing one.
所以神呢，他就说我的名字就是那一个存在的那一个，永远的无限存在的那一个。
Now we were looking at the contrast between God or Jehovah and then Satan, who is the first fallen creature.
那我们就要来看了，从耶和华再来相对于这个全宇宙的第一个堕落的一个 creature, 一个生命吗？一个就是一个物种吗？就他是全宇宙第一个堕落的。
And Satan himself He makes his first declaration, really, of his rebellion against God was when he made what we call the five I wills. And he made these statements. And they all start off, I will do this, I will do that. And he makes these five statements.
所以路西佛他的堕落是从什么时候开始呢？就是他的那五个我要的概念出来的那个点，他就是堕落了。
Yeah, and remember where he said these things. He didn't make a statement out of his mouth. He wasn't shouting it out to the other angels or to in front of God's face. This was in his mind, in his heart.
而他在说他说我五个我要的那个句子的那一刻，并不是他大声的说出来，他不是对任何人说或对任何天使说，而是他有了那个念头的那一刻，就是他堕落的那一刻。
Now we'll go to Isaiah 14.
以赛亚书十四章
Two passages in scripture which clearly tell us about the beginnings or the origins of Satan's rebellion.
好，有两段经句呢，出自于不同的地方，但是都很明确的告诉大家，就是路西佛的堕落。
And remember, one of those is Ezekiel chapter 28.
一个是以西结书的二十八章。
Okay, and it starts off in about verse 12.
是在十二节的地方
about
大约
okay and then Isaiah chapter 14 which we're looking at now
还有就是以赛亚书十四章
and remember we saw that in both of those passages Lucifer is actually being compared to people human rulers upon the earth in the Ezekiel passage it's the king of Tyre and in this passage it's the king of Babylon
要知道呢，就说这两段经句呢，都是被作者用当时的，就是一个王，就是所谓的这个世界的这个领导人哈的这个描述呢，然后把它拿来用来，后来最后才告诉我们说，这个就是路西，就是撒旦的作为。所以他这两段经句很明确的都在用一个，比如说以赛亚书十四章是讲巴比伦王，好，然后以西结书是。是 King,
the King of Tyre.
Tyre, 这两个王用这两个王来描述他们的所作所为，但是最后又讲到他们就是撒旦的化身。
Yeah, and by using people to sort of explain the attributes of Lucifer, is saying that Lucifer has these same characteristics, these arrogant characteristics that are found in people, and vice versa. In other words, the souls of the angels and the souls of people are both.Capable of making these sins.
好，所以这两段呢，其实都在说明的是呢，这两个王，他们呢都有跟撒旦类似的性格跟作为。也就是说，这样子人跟撒旦都有同样的一种可以变成同类型的那个魂，就是他们的魂在，尤其是领导者，他是最容易成为。像撒旦一样的那样的一个魂。
You have to remember that in our souls, angels and humans are identical. We have the same kinds of souls, very different bodies, of course, but the soul is the same.
我们必须理解啊，人跟天使，他们是有完全一样的魂。他唯一的是他的身体的状态不一样，但魂是一样的。
Yeah, remember in the soul we have those four components. You have your self-consciousness.
好，我们要知道魂呢，它有四个不同的成分。第一个是自我的意识。
And then you have conscience, that's telling you what's right and wrong.
还有的是，就是你的对错的分辨力。
And you have mentality, so that helps you to understand things and gives you capability for language and thought.
然后还有就是智能，就是学习的能力。
And then we have volition.
还有呢，就是自我的意志，意志就是你可以决定要正面或负面的意志。
And actually, these are the components of God as well. See, God has those four things, as do the angels, as does man.
而这一个魂的这个组成呢，其实是跟神是一样的，都是有这样的四个部分。
You go back to Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, it says man was created in the image of God.
这也是为什么创世纪一章二十六节说人是照着神的样式。
And that's referring to our souls. Obviously, it's not referring to our bodies, but the inner part of mankind. God created us in His image.
就是说神呢，当然他创造我们，跟以他的形态来创造我们，绝对是谈的是他的意，那个魂的部分，因为天父是没有身体的，所以他才会讲的是这个魂，跟神的那一块魂是一样的。
Yeah, so and actually, and before God created man, God created angels in the image of God.
而神在创造人之前，他已经创造了天使，也是以神的形态创造的。
But again, because Lucifer and one third of the angels rebelled, now we need witnesses. But those witnesses have to have the same kind of a soul. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to prove that Satan was wrong.
而要记得，我们人之所以被创造出来，是因为撒旦跟那三分之一的天使都堕落了，然后神为了要有所谓的见证人，所以创造了人。那当然，人之所以被创造能够当见证人，他就必须要跟天使一样有同样的魂。
That's why we see in these passages, whether it's Ezekiel 28 or Isaiah 14, it's a legitimate way to talk about Satan is to use these other people as examples of what Satan was thinking.
所以呢，我们这边讲说，以赛亚书十四章，还有以西结书的二十八章，来利用人的作为或思维来比喻撒旦的状态，其实是非常合理的，因为我们真的是有跟撒旦同样的魂。
Now we see in Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12. First it talks about the fall of Lucifer and mentions his name.
好，所以在以赛亚书14章12节里面呢，是第一次谈到路西佛如何的堕落的。
And then you get down to verse 13 and it starts off here, for you have said in your heart. You have said in your heart.
And this you is Satan.
Satan, a Lucifer.
然后14章13节就说你呢已经以你的心在说。然后这个讲你就是指的是路西佛。
And then we're going to see those five things that he said in his heart.
所以呢接下来这14章13节后面就讲了在他心里路西佛说了五件事。
Now remember, we should be calling him Lucifer still at this stage because Satan, the name Satan was actually a title. Remember that means defense attorney. And that doesn't come until later when there's the appeal trial and then you have the name Satan coming into effect.
所以在这边我们提到路西佛的时候我们都不能称他为撒旦因为他在这个时候才要开始要堕落要背逆神。所以之后才会有所谓法庭的一个审判。那法庭的审判的时候呢，撒旦就是所谓的辩护律师。撒旦这个词，好，是辩护律师的意思。所以他并不是魔鬼啊什么的意思。所以他其实要到了那个法庭，才能把路西佛，他等于自我辩护，他自己就是那个辩护律师。那时候他才可以有撒旦这个头衔。
And remember the name in the Hebrew, which is Hallel ben Shachar, literally means bright shining one, son of the morning, or bright shining star, son of the morning. So the translation they give here is quite accurate, actually.
好，那所以呢，在这边呢，14章12节在称呼撒旦的是，哦，那个明亮之星，然后是早晨之子，这个名字才是真正路西佛的名字的意义。
And this is actually going to become a title for Jesus Christ later on at the end of the appeal trial.
而这个说法呢，到后来呢，也变成是拿来描述我们耶稣基督的一个方式，就是明亮的心，然后早晨之子。在这个启示录里面，在描写耶稣的时候就用了同样的这样的一个词。因为这个词是一个等于是在除了神以外最伟大的一个字。
Yeah. But for now, so we should really refer to him as Lucifer. See, when these events take place, he's still Lucifer. And actually, that's his name even right now. But he is Lucifer the Satan, if you want to put it like that. Lucifer the defense attorney.
So Lucifer means shining star, son of the morning.
Lucifer is the Latin name they gave to him. His real name is shining star, son of the morning, or Hallel ben Shachar. Lucifer just means shining star. I think that's the close meaning, but not the sun of the morning.
Okay.
Or it can mean morning star, which is
but
Venus.
It's Latin.
Latin.
Latin. 好，路西佛其实是明亮之星的拉丁文的说法。
Okay, so we'll go to the five wills now. Here's the declaration of the five wills of Lucifer.
好，这边呢，我们要来讲这个路西佛的五个要。
First, he says, I will ascend into heaven.
好，第一个他说，我要升上天堂。
Actually, he's already in the third heaven, as it was, but really he's saying, I'll take over God's palace. That's how we can translate that in his thinking. So really he's saying, I'll take over God's palace.
所以这句话说我要升上天际哦，他其实本来就已经是在第三层天的天使。所以他真正这句话在讲的时候，他其实已经在说的是我要取代神的我要把神的宫殿给拿了。
Now remember, regarding the heaven, I know in Buddhist theology, they talk about they have seven heavens or even nine heavens, I think, depending on which part of Buddhist theology you follow. But in the Bible, there's only three heavens.
圣经里面讲到的天有三层天。也许佛教是讲了九层天啊。
Yeah, and then other theologies, you might have different numbers of heavens. But in Christian theology, there's only three heaven, three kinds of heaven.
就是有一些不同的神学可能会讲说，哦，有很多几层不几层的天。但是在整个基督圣经里面所提到的天就是三层天。
Yeah, and so the first heaven, as mentioned in the Bible, it talks about the atmosphere around the earth. Really, the sky close to the earth.
所以在这个圣经里面所讲到第一层天呢，就是我们的大气层，就是我们看得到的这个天。
And、we can get that from passages like where Jesus said, look at the birds, they translate it as look at the birds of the sky, but the word is Hieronymus, it's heaven. So look at the birds of the heavens. Those birds aren't flying off in heaven, they're in the sky. But the word is the same word, it's heaven.
就比如说在那个圣经里面讲说，哎，你看在天上飞的鸟，其实他用的那个字啊，天上飞的那个天，就是希腊文的天堂是同一个字，所以这个讲的天堂，第一层的天堂就是我们的大气层。
And then you have other statements that might say, look at the stars of the heaven. It's the same word, but now we're talking about the stars, and they're off into what we call stellar space. So we call that stellar space. So you're getting outside of the Earth's atmosphere.But, and obviously, you know, billions of miles away. All of the Milky Way and all of the...
That's also the first heaven.
This is the second heaven now.
That's the second?
That's the second heaven.
Oh, that's how the second heaven is the place they are having fight. The angels having fight.
Well, yeah, but they can fight wherever they want. I mean, God probably won't let them fight in the throne room. But someone, they'll be fighting on the earth. There's passages in the scripture that talks about them fighting on the earth. But they also fight in the heaven, I guess. In stellar space.
Mm-hmm.好，所以那个宇宙的天际，我们这边就把它当作是第二层天。
Yeah, and the third heaven is what's mentioned here, the throne room of God. This is when you get outside of the universe. And then once you move out of the universe, you enter the throne room of God.
然后呢，第三层天呢，就是所谓宇宙之外的那一层天，也就是这边所讲到的所谓宝座的房间。
Okay, so that's the three heavens. There's only three heavens. Again, you've got the sky around the earth, the close atmosphere, stellar space, and then you've got outside of the universe.
所以就三层天的第一层是我们的大气层的天，然后第二层是这个整个宇宙的天，第三层是宇宙外的那个天。
And Satan is saying in this phrase, I'll take over God's palace. So that's, you know, he wants to rule in the third heaven.
所以他呢这边的撒旦就是基本上想要夺取神掌权的那个天。
Okay, we're going to have to stop for a 5-minute break because we're out of Zoom time here, but we'll come back at 8:45.
8:46, 五分钟回来。
Okay.
I thought the spiritual war is in the second heaven, and third heaven is really God's authority.Which is the real heaven.
What you have to realize is that the angels are actually working in stellar space. That is the other heaven.
But there is a spiritual war happens
That's right.
in the second heaven.
I think what you're talking about is a parallel universe or something that's outside of the physical universe.
Yeah, it's called the 第五, 那叫什么, 第五, 第四空间吗? 还是第四,三度空间,四度空间?
加时间是什么?
四度空间是什么?
那英文怎么讲?
Let me show you. Because we now are in three dimensions. But there is four dimension and fifth dimensions, and I thought the second heaven will be in a different dimension.
No.
That means we won't see them, but they can see us.
Well, yeah, but like here, they're on the earth around us.
Yeah,
yeah, we still can't see them.
Because they are in different dimensions.
No, they're just invisible. Doesn't mean they're in a different dimension.
They have different times.
No.
Time.
No, you're all wrong. I don't know where you got that from. Where did you get that from? Not me. The angels are in the same dimension as us, so they're just invisible, that's all. Just like oxygen. It's in the same dimension, it's invisible. And God is in our dimension.
No. I have to say that they have different dimension. That's why we can't see them. They are in the same space, but we don't see them because they are in a different dimension. But they can see us because the higher dimension can see the lower dimension.
No. That's not biblical. The reason we can't see them is because they're invisible. But they're in the same dimension. They're in this room. I mean,
but the invisible is because they are in different dimensions.
No, something can be invisible and still be in the same dimension. Because it doesn't have visible form, it's like it doesn't have a dimension. But really, they're here. It's like photons. They're light particles. You can't see photons, right?
Uh-huh.
But they're in our dimension. Like when the photons are coming out from the light here, they're in our dimension.
Hmm.
And angels are made of light. So they're here and they're in the universe up around flying around the moon if they want to, I guess. But they're still in our dimension.
Hmm.
Even heaven is not really another dimension. It's actually another place. But outside of the space of the universe. And actually the universe sits inside the throne room of God.
Yeah, there is a theory saying about the universe or something has a 10 dimensions.
Well, there's theories, but we have to stick with what we can see from the Bible. Mm-hmm.